Well, really about 5 is the break of day.
Because I saw that sun.
Yeah. Well, the break of day to me is when the light, not the sun, but when the light starts. To me, that's the break of day.
Okay. Now, when you're traveling, like, from here, to Springfield or Pritchett or other areas, I'm wondering how do you express that? If you were going to travel from here to there, would you say,
I would just say I'm going to Springfield. Okay. It really is south.
Okay.
But locally here, we don't use south or north.
Okay.
And it's very surprising. People don't know their directions anymore. Mm-hmm. It's either left, right, or straight on, mm-hmm. and you tell them north, east, or south, and they don't even have any idea where that is. Mm-hmm. And it's really odd, because I was raised to know north or south and east and west.
Do people ever use, do you ever say, I'm going down to Springfield?
Yes.
How do you use up and down in relationship to travel?
Well, really, we shouldn't use down to Springfield, because it's higher than here.
But do you? You do.
But people do.
Because it's south?
Yes.
Okay. So use up and down.
And north is, anything north is up.
Okay. Well, what would east and west be?
I don't know.
Would you say over?
Over east?
Would you say I'm going over
Garden City? No, I don't use those. I just say I'm going to Garden City, or I'm going. Okay. I don't use that.
Okay.
So that's why I don't. Okay. I don't. Maybe people do.
Yeah. Just wondered that.
And when I go to Denver, I go to Denver. I don't say I'll go.
You're not going up or down.
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. And how far is it from here to Denver? About
200. It used to be 210 miles. It might be a little different now, with the highways.
Yeah. And if my car got stuck in the mud yesterday, I had to get out, I would have had to done what? I would have to get out and get in the back and
push.
And the past tense of push is,
you pushed it out.
Okay. Or if I had to get in the front, I would have had
you
to.
You pull.
Okay. And if a mineral is very rare and hard to find, you would say it's what?
Rare.
Or do you ever use SCARCE?
I don't even know what that
is. Scarce?
Scarce, okay.
Is that a word that you're familiar with?
Not with minerals. Uh-huh. No, that's... it is with minerals. Now, when I use scarce, that is... you don't have very many potatoes, or you're scarce of water, or you're, scarce of something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But on minerals, no, I wouldn't think of that word going with that.
Okay. Rare is the word you would use.
Rare.
Okay. If something is a short distance away, it is what? You might say it's, would you say it's, was that what you would say it's a short distance?
I'd say short distance, or if you wanted to be smart, you'd say it's just a skip and a jump or something, you know.
Would you ever use like short piece?
No.
Okay. How about for a long distance? Would you say
it's a long ways.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Long ways. Or far piece, would you ever say it's a far piece?
No.
Okay. Is there a railway station in Lamar?
No.
There isn't. Okay.
There used to be, but there's not.
What would that place be called? Is that what?
Train depot.
Okay. And if you had two buildings that were sitting to each other on a street like this, and they weren't horizontal or vertical to each other, they would be what? You might sit
opposite.
Okay. This direction here, they're sitting would you ever use
diagonal?
Okay. Would you ever use catty cornered?
Yeah.
Is that a word that's
well I would I have heard of that, and